Joe Fisher never rushed the field when he was at Antioch or anywhere else.
No, we never had the chance.
Although they did.
Hey, when that bowling team.
They rushed the lanes one time when Joe had a big game.
Exactly.
I remember when I was at Antioch, our football teams were, I think my 3 years there, we were 7-3, 8-2, and 9-1 my senior year. But back then, half of the schools didn't get to go to the playoffs, and so we never made the playoffs, even though we were 9-1 and ranked in the top 10 in the state. So it was a, I like this format a little bit.
I was going to say 9-1 will get you a top seed these days.
Yeah, it sure would, man. We played a bowl game.
So what do you think the coaching staff was thinking as they were watching Florida just absolutely dismantle Georgia on Saturday?
I might have cut the TV off about the middle of the second quarter. You know, they have really gotten everything together after that loss to Ole Miss, and you heard Tim Tebow say we're going to be focused from here on, and they certainly have been. They've kicked it into another gear, and Georgia just didn't have an answer. It's really funny if you watch that game. It was very methodical, I thought. I thought Florida just sort of in the first couple of series, they kind of tried a couple things, felt some things out, and it was almost like they got on the sideline and said, okay, now we've seen this, here's what we're going to do, and bang. And from there on, it was all over.
You know, Tebow, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way, talks like Ned Flanders, you know, plays like Dick Butkus. He just absolutely, and we should all appreciate Tim Tebow, for however long he plays at Florida, you know, friend or foe, even if he plays against your team, because I don't know if you're ever going to see a player this unique as long as you watch football.
Yeah, probably not. And it's been interesting to watch him play and develop his leadership, you know, qualities and all that he has on the field. And it's interesting, too, as much as he runs the football, he doesn't really get punished. You know, he's able to... He's gotten, I think, better. He's gotten more savvy at sort of avoiding that direct hit like he took, you know, that first year that he played, because that would be the big risk, obviously, him taking all those hits running the football. And he's done a really good job of not absorbing as many this year.
And, Joe, it'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff on Saturday, as we found out after Florida won this past week.
Right, 7 p.m., so our airtime will be 6 o'clock on the network.
A couple other things going on over on West End, including a women's basketball exhibition game yesterday.
Yeah, nice start for them. They win rather easily. I think 98-40 was the final score over Tusculum, and everybody played, everybody scored. In fact, all 11 players that played for Vanderbilt scored. Christina Worth had 20 points. Natia Gibbs, one of the new freshmen coming in from Louisville, had 14 points and had 3 three-pointers. So we got an early look at her as well. So a good start for them. They'll have another exhibition coming up on Friday, and then they'll be ready for the season.
Any hypothetical results of that hypothetical game that the men's team might have hypothetically played against North Carolina in Chapel Hill?
What game was that?
I don't know.
I actually know. And even if I had them, I hypothetically couldn't give them to you.
All right, more clandestine dealings with Joe Fisher coming up tomorrow.
Tap three times on your phone if they played well.
I'm winking. Can you not tell me?
Yeah,
winking
we can see
once
it.
For yes, two for no. So
all right, yeah, that's fantastic.
No call-in show tonight, by the way, guys. Remember that. So we'll be back next week.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you tomorrow,
Thanks.
Joe.